This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Morning. Hopefully everybody had an awesome weekend watching basketball. Everyone's bracket's toast pretty much, so we're all in the same boat. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, man. I hope, yes, like you said, hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. My bracket was toast the first day. We were at Twin Peaks on Thursday after the first game.
I'm talking about the first game.
Oh, Louisville. At Twin Peaks, we're chilling, and Louisville's getting thumped.
Yeah.
It's a blank after that. My North Carolina run,
Ole Miss ended that.
My Clemson sleeper bullish on.
McNeese State didn't want any part of that.
They battled back.
They did.
They battled back and everything like that. And then my, Florida just looks like they're head and shoulders above the rest. That damn Duke, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't messing around, dog.
I would say they look like they're head and shoulders above the rest.
They ain't messing around.
Florida looks really good, too. They had to fight UConn off. Yeah. UConn's a tough team and obviously back-to-back champ.
Looks good. Hurley, would he – I thought about this. This is what I was pulling in the parking deck. How would that have worked in Los Angeles?
I don't know. I think he made the right call.
Yeah. I think he did. But I'm just saying – how would that work with the Lakers?
Yeah.
This guy, man.
All that. I don't even know what you call it.
I hate losing just like anybody else. But he's a sore-ass loser.
Yeah, well, and there's been moments this year where I guess I just didn't know he was like that 100%.
Me either.
Which, like, if you were like that, you would think it would maybe go away a little bit after back-to-back national championships.
Right.
And
It got worse.
I mean, he had that moment earlier this year where he's cussing out the ref, getting tossed out of the game, and he's like talking to the best coach in the game. It's like,
look at me.
Patino's over there. All right, now they lost to Calipari, which was awesome.
What a great game!
It was a close game,
but
it wasn't the most fun game to watch. But it was a close game.
But the funny thing about that, and obviously we'll talk about it, and everybody's going to talk about it, is Patino's decision not to play the best player. He was pouting.
He played him until he couldn't.
He was pouting. He was like, you know, shooting his. He was on that John Starks type pace.
The man was 3 of 17 from the floor.
Let me just say it like that. He was on that John Starks type pace, man.
Lame bricks.
I like Coach Cal, even though I think he's a used car salesman. Yeah. I like him a lot.
I like them both.
I really do.
I really, really do.
And for him to get this.
I think they're both great Arkansas for college basketball.
They are. They really, really are. Those type of coaches you don't want to see leave. Like, I didn't want, as much as we just talked about Coach Hurley, I didn't want to see him leave.
No.
College basketball, you know, because that's, you know, that's their fabric stuff. You saw, you know, a couple new hires. We already knew about, you know, the NC State thing. Then, I mean, I didn't know that that old Arizona coach was still coaching.
Yeah.
Sean Miller.
Sean Miller's out there, so now he's going to Texas. Reportedly going to get that job.
And then he can do what he did in Arizona legally in Texas now?
Now he can do it legally. That's the funniest thing about the guy that goes from McNeese to NC State.
Yeah.
Right? Is, like, he just got busted for doing something that's now legal.
Right.
The FBI just wiretapped him.
Yes. basically.
And Miller was on that, too. Like, both of those guys were in the same investigation.
Yes.
He was at LSU. He just got caught on tape saying what he was going to give to a recruit.
Yes.
Fast forward. Now, everybody, it's so funny, the hypocrisy.
Yeah, ain't it, though?
Because those guys back then, they were like, look, all right. I mean, you got me. Everybody else is doing it, too, but you got me.
You got
I'll
me.
Take my medicine, whatever. I'll go to a lower level. I'm going to win there, too, by the way.
Because I'm a damn good coach.
I'm going to win wherever you put me. You make me go to McNeese State, wherever it is, I'm going to win. And then he does, and he gets that job. And now you got the Maryland coach who has ties to Villanova. Villanova job is open.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland's in the Sweet 16
yes.
after an incredible finish
what
last night.
He walked.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah. They travel.
I don't know. What do you think?
I got in trouble last night because Bass was sitting on the couch where we were watching it, me and his, and I was like, holy S-word.
Yeah.
And then Sebastian said, holy S-word. And she's like, Randy? I was like, hey, man. You can't be diming me out.
Be cool.
You can't be diming me. I ain't diming you out. You wrote all over your mama table and walls and everything with that blue damn marker. Like, how do you...
What was that?
It was a like he had
because that was one of the great pictures.
He
of all
loves
time.
To talk about my 3-year-old and Tyler's gonna be Tyler, but for reason this yesterday he was toddlering more than ever. Like all I heard was Chris Cracker. He knocked that. We had this this like 7-foot mirror, knocked it over, glass everywhere.
Oh no!
Yes. Then okay, I got that cleaned up. Like then I'm just sitting down. I'm like, okay, he's too damn quiet. Sums up.
That's when you know it's.
And dude, he comes around the corner and his hands are blue like Smurf. It's on his face, Andy. And I was like, oh. And so I go around and you know that white marble table we have?
Uh-huh.
It's all blue circles. The bathroom tile, all blue circles. I was like, oh my God. I am. Luckily, it was one of them washable markers. And so it got off.
Sure.
But yeah, he was Tyler more than ever yesterday, man. But yeah, So when he hit the shot, I was like, did he travel? And they showed the replay. I was like, well.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't have called it.
I wouldn't have called it either. But
I guess if I was a Colorado State fan, I'd be pretty mad today.
Yeah,
just
no
like
doubt
last
about
week
it.
We were talking about the West Virginia thing. I was like, yeah, if I was a West Virginia fan, I'd probably be mad too.
Yeah, man.
But I'm not. I'm a fan of buzzer beaters, and I always like Maryland.
Yeah.
Going back to the Juan Dixon, you know, Lonnie Baxter teams. I really like those teams.
Stevie Francis.
Steve Francis.
And then
Steve Blake on those teams. Yeah, I always like Maryland for whatever reason.
No,
so I'm happy they're in the Sweet 16.
I didn't know Angel Reese's brother. Is that her brother that plays for them?
I did not know that either.
They play a lot alike, too.
They do?
They are animals when they're talking about going out of loose balls and stuff. And
I didn't know that either.
I did not know. I was like, that Angel Reese's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
pretty
no,
cool.
It was all around just a pretty good tournament. Ole Miss is better than I thought they were because I didn't know.
Ole Miss is
It was a lot of things about the SEC teams, even though there was 14 in, you just didn't know a lot about them when it got to this part of it.
I'll say this. Of all of the criticism or skepticism over whether or not the SEC really was all that good, they are.
Yeah.
Seven teams in the Sweet 16 is a record.
Yep.
I mean, you got almost half the Sweet 16 teams, pretty incredible.
Right.
And so getting 14 in is great, but if everybody would have lost on the first weekend, then there would have been some of that, all right, you guys got inflated by TV and all that.
Yes.
Seven of the 16 are from the SEC.
Yeah.
And
they're talking about it because I think it's like four conferences own all the Sweet 16, which is the lowest ever.
Yeah.
Not a lot of mid-majors.
It's all power four.
A lot of mid-majors are, we talked about this on Thursday and Friday as far as those kids leaving the mid-majors. I heard Mr. Greenberg, Seth
Greenberg,
yeah. Yeah, he was talking about basically calling the G League. Calling the mid-majors the G League for the big school because these kids go there for 2 years, get some tape out there, and then all of a sudden they go up to the power four. So, I mean, that could be a big reason why there are no mid-majors in the Sweet 16.
Well, and the thing we would always talk about every year at this time with those schools was there's going to be an advantage that a Creighton or whatever school you want to say, because these guys have played together for the last 4 years. It doesn't exist anymore. Now, if you're good enough to be on one of those teams and you make a tournament run, you get plucked up for the final year or two. And it seems like everyone has 100 years of eligibility now as well.
Right.
So you got guys that are 24 years old playing. But yeah, like the big schools that already had the advantage of talent now also have the advantage of experience and they have the most money, and they're just going to keep having the most money. That's been some of the reaction I've seen from the first, the first 4 days of it is kind of the death of Cinderella. Because Cinderella's best player plays for Auburn now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or Cinderella's best player transferred to Houston.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And so, I don't know. I mean, it's something we've seen in college football. You know? Like, if you're good enough at, you know, school X, and it's not, you're not going to be in the playoff, or they don't have the NIL funds to keep you, you're probably going to transfer to one of those big schools, and they're just going to keep, you know, stacking that roster.
Yeah, man.
Getting better.
And that's what I'm saying. You got two dudes that lost their jobs because of what's legal now. Going to a team, or going to, well, I know one is talking about Sean Miller. He's going to, I don't know what Texas's player NIL basketball budget is, but I'm pretty sure it's big.
Probably.
To get him there?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's
big.
There's
going to be some money spent.
I'm pretty sure it's big. I know I saw one school, I think it might have been Louisville. They were talking, I think it was maybe Friday, I saw where they announced their new budget for basketball. Like, oh, so Louisville's going to buy a title.
Yeah.
And pretty much with that number that they were talking about, like, okay.
Schools like Louisville are really interesting to me, too, because
Louisville.
Everybody in the conference is going to get equal revenue, right, from the TV deals. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw the numbers from Georgia a couple of weeks ago. It was like $20 million or something like that in revenue sharing. And Kirby was like, we'll take 75% of that, and you can take the other 25 and spread it around to everybody else. So, like, football, what did football get out of that 20 mil? It was like $13 million or something like that. And basketball got, like, 3?
Duh.
Right? Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. At Georgia?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But at Louisville, that's not going to be the breakdown.
No.
At Kentucky, that's not going to be the breakdown. Kentucky's going to get the same slice that Georgia gets because they're in the SEC.
Right.
But the basketball team's going to get way more.
No, you're talking about if they get 13, if you're getting like, so you're getting 20, I would say that Kentucky's basketball get 12.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a basketball school.
Yeah, exactly.
So the advantage of being in a power conference basketball school is going to be so big right now. Like, Louisville's one of them, and that's, you know, Texas is a great example of a school that has a lot of money. But Texas is a football school.
Yeah, it is.
Texas is going to give the majority of that revenue sharing to their football team, and I'm sure Sean Miller and the basketball team are going to get some, and I'm sure they have NIL and boosters and all that kind of stuff. But I was just thinking about these guys changing schools and going to these different places. The best case scenario is there's none of them exist in Power Four, but then you get like Big East and West Coast Conference and stuff. You get these schools that only have basketball.
Yes.
Like, you go to I know Villanova has a football team, but you know what I mean. Like,
maybe.
They don't.
Yeah, I was like, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Does Xavier have a football team?
I don't think so.
Creighton?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Xavier could have some cool helmets.
Hell yeah.
The big X on the side.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Does Marquette have a football team?
These are all good questions. I'm not sure.
I'm kidding, because you're talking about these are real basketball.
I know schools. Gonzaga doesn't.
No, they don't.
And nor do they have another game in the NCAA tournament.
I was waiting for it.
LJ Cryer. I've always been a big LJ Cryer guy.
Man, you were talking about him the other day.
If
he gets hot.
Love LJ.
It's a wrap.
Thank you, LJ. All right. We'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show on a Monday morning. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick Pitino walks over to the assistant coaches, the inbound to St. John's. They dribble it out, and that's it. The number 10 seed, Arkansas, is moving on. Calipari best Pitino. And Arkansas is on to the Sweet 16. St. John's dream season comes to an end in the second round in Providence.
I think I burned the tape. You know, people get mad. He burned the tape. Yeah, I'm not going to watch. If I don't believe it's my team that I'm going to watch, why would I watch it? The South Carolina game, I'm not watching that tape. That's not my team. But I was able to tell them, if you don't become more physical, if you don't do this together, you're going to take a lot of these. And we did.
Calipari, after the game yesterday, mocking the haters.
Oh, God.
You got a problem with how I'm doing it?
Yep.
Well, we're in the Sweet 16 in year one.
Dude.
And look at my coat.
If there was another name on the 10 seed, would they be Cinderella?
Interesting. Yeah. If they were maybe like a smaller, like not a power, whatever. And they beat St. John's.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
But they're not.
They're not.
And it's him.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
So I
you
guess
know what I like about Cal?
They're the most Cinderella-y left.
Like, we had this conversation a couple months ago, and we were talking about the coach's attire on the sideline. They look like old school coaches.
They look great.
Because Cal, I think Cal wore sweats in Kentucky sometimes. But I think
like mid-season games.
But I think because Pitino was on the other side, because that jacket Cal had on was fresh.
It's a good jacket.
Oh man,
it's a really good jacket.
That jacket he had on was so dope.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
Pitino's suit was clean, and I love that. Like, I love the old school classic. I don't know how much that suit cost. A lot.
Yeah,
like, it's a nice suit. He just looked good on the sideline. And those two dudes really don't like each other.
Yes.
Which is really great. Like, again, like, that's a rivalry that goes back to the late 80s, early 90s. That's
gone
from different schools.
What was the divide? Because they were friends.
Were they?
Yeah. Well, Seth Greenberg said, I think he said, Cal got helped. One of them. Okay, so Pitino helped Cal get the job at UMass or something he was saying
that.
And then I don't know where it went from there. But they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And Pitino, before the clock was over, he went ahead and started walking to Cal, let him know.
Got it out of the way early.
Maybe get it out the way, dog.
But I was like, ooh, this is gonna be a smug look
like
on
that,
Cal's
like
face.
Like that hard handshake.
Yeah. But it wasn't. Like, Cal was all good sport about it, too, which is good. That's probably the right way to do it.
Yeah.
But I was hoping there'd be a little bit of, like, you know, whatever. Like, give him the second hand on the handshake just to be like, oh, nice try, pal.
Yeah.
Because Cal bests him.
He did.
When they play in tournament games.
I think he's 14-10, I think it is, something like that against. But yeah, great job by him. I like what he said, burning the tape and everything, because the talent, he got good players at Arkansas.
Yeah.
He really, really does. He got guys, got Wagner and all those boys there. They're just finally playing well. I think more than anything, they're playing together, because when you have a collection of those dudes, those kind of guys, it's really hard, especially when you're losing the way they started out in Arkansas, to kind of galvanize them at the right time and things like that. Because they're just as talented, so talking about per player, as anybody left.
Well, you remember where it happened. I mean, they were 0-5 in conference. Mm-hmm. They went to Kentucky.
Yep.
And they beat them there. And that's kind of where
Cal's,
things kind of
start. Return. And exactly. Cal's return, yep.
Exactly. And I will say this, Kentucky not enjoying the Cal run probably, but no. At least they're in the Sweet 16 too.
That would be a lot different.
That's the breakup.
If they were not in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was in it.
Well, but if he wins the next game and they don't, like, they're going to be so mad about that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they all they want to do at this point, because they know they're not winning that championship,
being
all they
got to
do is be in it longer than Cal.
Yep, being it longer than him. And that's what they need, and they'll be like, okay, well, at least
we got farther than Arkansas.
Yeah okay.
But they're playing some good ball, too, at Kentucky.
As we talk about, you know, people like the upsets and everything like that, but generally around this time, you want to see some of the teams, most teams that you know. And a lot of these teams, we do know. I see that Michigan State is proving me wrong right now. You know, because he's going to be here in Atlanta talking about Izzo, which is going to, I mean, I, you know how I feel about Coach Izzo. He's my favorite coach in college basketball, but he's bringing this team here. You saw Auburn, they're still here. They're still in it. Tennessee, I like Houston. I think that's going to be a good matchup, but that damn Duke team, Bunk.
Yeah, I don't know what you do.
Because that dude right there, Cooper Flagg, he's a problem. But when them other dudes are shooting the way they shoot.
Yeah.
Watch out.
They defend.
Watch out.
They got guys that can come off the bench and just rebound like crazy. They defend the rim. And Flag hasn't even really had to go off yet.
No.
Just because they've waxed the floor with both teams they played. Yeah, I don't know. They got a lot of talent, a lot of size. They can shoot. That's the thing about, you know, you saw it pop up for some of these teams in the second
shooting
round.
Part.
Like St. John's, man. I knew it was bad.
But we don't. But,
I knew.
But that was always
know.
The caveat going into it about St. John's was the offensive output.
Just awful.
It was bad. It was bad.
It was the lowest combined three-point shooting percentage of any tournament game in 20 years.
Damn.
Between those two teams. Because Arkansas can't shoot either.
No.
Like, they're at least a little bit more athletic, and they can get to the rim and stuff. But what just a hideous performance of basketball between those two teams. You said it. There will be Sweet 16 games here in Atlanta at State Farm later this week. Auburn takes on Michigan on Friday in the late game, and Ole Miss takes on Michigan State as well. So the Michigan schools get to come down to Atlanta.
Michigan schools get to come down to the A.
For, you know, that's a short drive for Auburn fans.
Hell yeah,
that's nice.
Is.
You love that. And then Ole Miss, you can drive over here as well. So, but those are the two games. They'll be good games.
I think it will be. I think it'll be really good games. And when you look at from the standpoint of where Ole Miss is, man, I mean, I continue to talk about them a lot this week. I just didn't know what to think of. I know we talked about, you know, them being able to take care of the ball and all those different things. They're not the biggest team in the tournament, but they play big. Mm-hmm. And then the one thing they don't give away free baskets. And if you can do that, you can go a long damn way. And that's where they are right now. So,
hey,
shout out to Ole Miss.
Hawks had a good weekend
as
well.
Yeah, man.
Let's hear some of it.
Now back outside left wing, they go to Dyson Daniels. Dyson with five, moves into the lane, little right-hander is good. Dyson Daniels now 8 points on the night, 123-110.
I just saw the stat this morning, and that Dyson Daniels is the youngest player in NBA history to have 200-plus steals.
Wow.
In a season. Unbelievable.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
Unbelievable. I'm going to tell you something, Doc. I like that damn French boy.
Yeah,
French boy, I like
him.
Dude, I like that.
He's a nice player.
I like him, man. I think he's going. I mean, I'm not going to throw him all star and all that, but he continues to develop his body and everything. This cat got an offensive game for you. He got nice handle. He can get to his spots. He can get to the rim. Finish at the rim. Can shoot off the dribble and spot up. This dude, all right, man.
That movie had last
that
night
dude,
in
oh,
transition
yes.
where he went behind his back.
Yes.
And dunked it. Like,
yes.
That's, you know,
he
to be as big as he is and do that at full speed, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, man. Is he 6'8"?
6'9"?
Is he that tall? Okay, ain't no 6'8", 6'10".
Something like that. But yeah, he's big. Hawks beat the Sixers, or the so-called Sixers. 132-119 yesterday. Again, I said it last week about their starting five that night. This one was worse.
Yes.
I mean, this just insane. Some of these teams that are throwing in the towel at the end of the
season. Maxie and who else? Did he even play?
No. Yeah. No Maxie.
I mean,
Quentin Grimes is the best guy they got.
The thing
right
with Philly is, like, they got to figure out, because
Ricky Council?
The boys, they had an insider on, and he was basically talking about Duke Sabell, talking about with Philly, what can they do? They need to get this pick. Because if they don't get this lottery pick,
right,
they're screwed.
Right.
Because they're going to have to run it back. With them dudes.
Well, they have to. Yeah, they went all in. They got all these three guys on the same timeline contract-wise.
Yes.
They didn't even have to do it with Embiid.
No.
Like, Embiid's contract wasn't up. And they were like, you know what? Let's time it out where him, Maxie, and PG are on the same.
But for everybody mad at Daryl Morey, the owners signed off on this Embiid deal.
It's true.
As bad as Daryl Morey is, and still can't believe he has a job, he's a quirky dude, he did not sign Joel Embiid to that deal.
Yeah.
You got to go to ownership.
Can't fire the owner, though, as they always say. Yeah. Which you should be able to, but you
I
can't.
Agree.
But yeah, no, I mean, they're screwed. It's like, Embiid's not going to get less hurt. Paul George isn't going to do less podcasts. Yeah. Is he back doing those again, or is he still off the podcast?
I don't know. I mean, he has a lot of time.
Maxie's really good. I really do like Maxie.
He got a lot of time.
He hurt his lower back.
Podcast P. As they like to call him in the cast world.
I like to call him that.
Podcast P. Playoff P to Podcast P.
A sad ending to the Ian Anderson era with the Atlanta
Braves.
Yeah,
man.
I was really hoping he's going to have a good spring and make the...
I think a lot of us were, because you always get nostalgic and think about, the playoffs
the World
and everything
Series.
Like that. But moved it on, sending him to out there with Wash.
Yeah, that's pretty much purgatory, right? Like, you get
right
traded
now?
To the Angels.
Yeah.
Can't even use your cell phone in the locker room.
Yeah, you can't use your cell phone. And then they got to live, in, like, Orange County.
It's not even the good part of LA.
It's not even the good part. It's, like, the snooty part.
Yeah.
And everything like
and
that.
And the ballpark's, like, inland. Yeah. You know, there's beach parts of Orange County, but the ballpark's...
No, it's in a desert.
Yes.
Hot.
Right off the freeway, close to Disneyland. Nobody wants to do that. Anyway, Ian Anderson got traded to the Angels over the weekend.
Yes,
so.
And...
Farewell, young
man. And
then,
as nobody in Atlanta who roots for the Braves is surprised that Jesse Chavez...
Words can't express how I feel right now.
That Jesse Chavez is back. He's in a Gwinnett Stripers uniform.
For now. Yeah.
But you're not telling me that he will not be up with the big club.
Of course he will.
Okay.
Yeah, of course he will. Yeah. I just don't understand... Why do they wait for somebody else to cut him first? Like, why don't they just keep him?
Me and Bo were talking about it before the show. We were like, I mean, he keep his crib here. Hey, baby, I'm going out to Arizona for a couple weeks. You know, I'll probably get waived. I'll be back. No reason to uproot the babies or nothing like that. You know, just chill out here.
He goes and does spring training with another team.
Yes.
And then they cut him.
Yes.
And then the Braves sign him the last week.
Yes.
And then by May, he's in the bullpen.
Yes.
And the last handful of years, like... His ERA has been really good when he's been a Brave. Last year was off to a really good start. Cooled during the year. Still 3.13 is not bad. Year before that, 1.59.
Yes.
Year before that, 2.72.
Was 1.59 the year we were trying to get him an All-Star?
Yes.
Oh.
And then he took a comebacker off his shin and broke his leg and was out for 3 months. But hopefully that doesn't happen again. Yeah, man. It's his seventh stint. Just with the Braves.
Is it?
Yeah. His seventh different stint as a Brave. He's left and come back seven times.
Does he get the same number every time?
He's going for records.
He's going
for
records.
This is what Jesse's doing.
Does he get the same number every time?
No. No. He was 60 last time. The first time, he was 43. The third time, he was 40. The fifth time, he was 30.
just put Jesse's number up, man.
Just let him say Jesse on the back.
Yeah. Don't even need
a number anymore. All right. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
British faction.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning, late morning, last few minutes of the morning. We'll get to an NFL no huddle, top of the noon hour. The dream of Jameis in Atlanta has come to an end once again. He signs with the Giants. We'll get to all that coming up 20 minutes from right now. Back into some NCAA tournament conversation from over the weekend as well. Sweet 16 games and Elite 8 games, of course, coming up here this weekend.
Love it.
This hour brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com.
So my daughter, she did her last play, Kai, High School Musical. She was outstanding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she was outstanding.
That's great.
But what it was going to be my first time meeting her new boyfriend, right? And so everybody's met him. Samson's met him. Everybody's met this boy but me. Everybody's met him but me. And so I get to the thing, and I know I'm like, okay, fine. And so they had the intermission, and her stepdad came over. So, man, we're chopping it up and everything. I said, so I got he said, you going to meet? I was like, yeah, I guess I will today. And then he was like, he's a good kid, Randy. He's like, yeah, he made dinner for us. I said, so he had ass kisser. And he was like, no, man. He said, no.
I like you went about trying to get everybody else on his side before the final boss.
Exactly. I was like,
and
I
then said, we get the final boss. We get to try to impress Randy.
And he was like, no, man, he's a good kid, man, everything. And so the show's over. I see my baby, give her a hug. She said, Dad, I'll be right back. I was like, all right, because it was like 10 o'clock and we were all the way in Carrollton. I was like, I'm tired. And so I just feel a tap on my shoulder, and it's Kai turn around, and it's him. And he's holding her hand. I just look down. But the craziest thing was, Mark, I swear to you, everybody had to tell this young man about how I am when I first meet you. Andy, there's no way. This dude, I put my hand out. Man, he put it in the vice, Andy.
Good.
I'm talking about just a good-ass handshake.
Yeah.
And eye contact too, with me, talking to him. Nice to meet you, Mr. McMichael, and everything. Heard a lot about you. Very nice young man. So I pull him close, grab him by the back of the neck. I said, you know I love my daughter, right? He said, yes, sir. I said, I just want you to know that, all right? I love my daughter. I said, I'll die for her and kill for her. he's like, I know, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, he was a nice young man.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, but no, it had to get to him. I know Kai, sure, or somebody's like,
no, he was prepped.
When you meet my father.
Was he in the play?
Yes, he was a star.
So he's an actor.
He was freaking.
He rehearsed that meeting?
Dude.
For weeks.
First of all, he was amazing. He was a star. Awesome. He was a star guy.
That's awesome.
He was amazing. But then, so I was like, and I didn't want to say, I was like, you must have told him. Because, I mean, and he put it in the vice.
Good.
Like, firm. I was like, hell yeah.
Because the last guy.
Gave me that wet noodle.
Yeah,
that limp fish.
There's really no coming back.
No, ain't no coming back. Yeah. I never liked him from that day. But no, he's a nice young man. But yeah, because my guy Samson's with me. Samson, like, You've dapped up my boy.
Yeah.
Like, Samson's a big kid.
And he's just getting bigger.
Samson came in with that hard-ass dap. Like, you date my big sister dap. But, yeah, he's a good kid. And that was the funniest thing. I was like, y'all had to tell this boy that my daddy is really particular about handshakes.
Because
mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, which?
Because I am.
You should be.
Yes, because I am.
You should be particular about it.
But he put it in the vice, though, dog.
Give a firm handshake.
Yeah, man. Firm handshake.
Eye contact.
Eye contact.
Mister is the good way to go with a dad.
Good kid. But,
or misses with a mom.
Yeah,
like, it's a good
really,
way to go.
Really good kid. But me and you were talking, because I saw it this morning, and I see people making the rounds on this dude who puts his face in ice water in the morning. And
well, I just saw it, and I thought to myself, good, I'm glad there's somebody else rubbing banana peels on their face in the morning.
Who puts banana peels on their face?
Besides me.
You do that?
Oh, yeah, I've been rubbing bananas on my face for years. How do you think I get this youthful glow?
I don't know, but I saw
this. I was like, good, there's more of us.
Andy, everything I saw, I was like, what? This dude, like, I was like, I brushed my teeth with water in the bottle when I'm in Mexico.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, when I'm in, like, Mexico or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want to get sick.
Yeah, you don't want to get sick, so I don't take no chances with that. But the way he was like, why are you so extra?
I don't know. I think for this reason. I think he wanted people to react to it.
Watching him work out, he running down hard. Like, now, I saw that he played football.
Okay.
Yeah, he played football in college. But how hard he was running and everything, like, is he still on the team?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is.
None.
And for people that have no idea what we're talking about, there's like this, he must be an influencer or something.
I guess.
Right? And he made this video of what his morning routine is like.
At 3:30.
Yeah, which is, I guess, a common thing that people do these days is like get ready with me videos or whatever.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah.
Dumb.
Yes.
Just get ready however you want.
Yes.
Stop. We'll get ready. Anyway. Yes. But yeah, he went like broke it down. He got up early and he's doing all this stuff.
Yes.
Dunking his face in ice water, journaling.
Yeah.
Doing all this crap, working out. And then he gets to the table and he's eating his banana.
Yeah.
Then he takes a peel and rubs it all over his face.
Rubs a banana peel on his damn face.
And then moves on like it's a normal thing to do.
My wife is really big on skincare because it's a job and everything like that. I don't give a damn about that stuff. You know, she'll try to put some stuff in my face every now and then. Like, she gave my sister a damn chemical pill, and my sister didn't know the process of after you get the chemical pill, and it's the scariest thing ever because, like, your skin's peeling.
Ooh.
And you like them. They're like Freddy Krueger.
But whatever.
But I'm not one of those guys that puts, like, the straps or whatever tape on his face to clean his pores.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't go there.
My wife did talk me into doing that once.
Yeah.
I did a Biore
again,
strip.
I will never ever front.
It was disgusting.
I will never ever front and say I've not let my wife put that stuff on my face.
It was horrifying.
Right?
I did it once. I was like, never again. I did not need to know that was what's going on with my nose.
I've done it.
That is gross.
All right. Never by choice. She asked me, baby, can I practice whatever. So I've done that part. But for him to act like this is some normal stuff, like you said, journaling, ice water on the face, banana peel.
Multiple ice water dunk face.
So apparently potassium is very good for your skin. It helps regulate like the amount of water in your cells. So that's what you get out of the banana peel. But this dude does this whole 5-hour long thing, and then he goes and sits at a computer and works from home. So that's not what normal people are going to be able to do with their life.
Like, yeah, I'm like, this dude living the life, man. Right? I mean, his house all, like, he got no furniture or nothing, but a desk and a computer.
Yeah, it looks like he's pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Keeping it pretty simple.
I'm just like, damn, homie. All right, dude, dog.
Can you imagine if you did your morning routine like that? If I did mine at least, how like uninspiring it would be to anybody. There's no journaling.
Yes.
There's no skincare regimen.
No.
I take a shower. Take a quick shower.
Yeah.
Wash up. Brush my teeth.
I mean,
make some coffee.
I'm gonna do a morning routine.
Get ready with Randy.
Get ready with Randy. No alarm clock. Damn. Oh. That's what it sounds like getting out of bed. Oh, time to say, okay. What is 30 more minutes going to give me? Let's get up.
Body's cracking.
We walking down the stairs. Body hurting. Somebody left something by the stairs. I always step on something. Like trying to be quiet. But no, I mean, that's the new thing. The influence in the internet. We were just talking. Like the amount of, and we talked about this with the old school basketball players that are now on all podcasts telling all the old secrets and stuff now. Same thing with these fools and these crimes. I was last week where all these people were getting indicted. You know why y'all get indicted? Because y'all was on the podcast telling everybody everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, does that, because, you know, being a rat is, like, that's frowned upon, Andy.
I mean, it's rule number one.
Yeah, being a rat is frowned upon.
Rule number one is don't tell.
Yeah, but going on podcast and telling that ain't a rat.
It seems like it would be.
Like, damn.
Or is it because it happened so many years ago?
Yeah, I was sitting there like, I saw the documentary one time with the guy, the Big U and everything, and, you know, six, all that other stuff. But then I was like, you're the leader of this thing. You supposed to snuffed off people that does this. So why are you doing it?
Right.
Like, y'all are just the most talented-ass dudes.
And again, like, if you did all that stuff.
Yeah.
And no one knows about it.
Nobody.
Yet.
You ain't even caught.
And you talk about it later. Certain things don't have a statute of limitations. Like, if you murder somebody,
they're going to come get you.
It's not like certain, I don't know, some crimes, I don't know what crimes do and don't.
I don't know. No.
That one doesn't. So if you're on the podcast all these years later, like, all right, I'm not supposed to talk about this, but since you asked.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it.
Did no one ask you?
Nobody asked. Didn't bring it up? Well, yeah, that situation. I'm like, what? The fans don't even wiretap no more.
No, we don't need to.
They listen to hip hop.
Yeah.
The whole show, The Wire,
would just be all those guys sitting around the Baltimore Police Department downloading podcasts off Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? All right, these guys were on Joe Budden's show. Like, let's just turn it on.
Like, everybody going to jail.
Tell us what they did.
They're going to tell us what they did. Because the thing about it is,
that would have been a way more boring
show. I can't let him outdo me. All right, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have him whacked, and then I'm going to make a song about it. Me getting him whacked. Oh, yeah, that get my popularity all the way up there. And as soon as your ass done put a down payment on something, the fans kicking in your damn dough.
Kicking in. As soon as you get in that new house you bought with that snitch song.
Because
you
can't.
Like, they're going to kick the door down and arrest you.
As a rapper, like, it's all about the street cred, right?
I think.
So you can't be saying I was playing.
Right.
Yeah, like, oh, man, it was just music, man. I was just playing. Really?
All right, well, if that's true, then great.
Yeah.
But we're going to look into it.
Right.
Because you gave it rhymed, so good job. Great work. But you gave a very detailed account of a night that we've been wondering about from 7 years ago.
Yes.
And with a couple details that we didn't know before.
Yes.
So we're just going to go back and cross-reference.
Yes.
And again, great. It did rhyme, so good work.
I mean,
and the beat was strong.
Yes. The song was good.
Like, as we were listening to it, getting ready to indict you, our heads were nodding. Like, we were into it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes.
The only disappointment that I have of there being no upsets or no Cinderellas still alive in March Madness is the boombox around the neck of the chubby team manager from McNeese State.
And he's going to NC State.
Right, he's transferring.
He's transferring. is he a student?
I think he is.
I'm just curious, is he a student? Because, I mean, this dude had this, I don't even know what kind of sweats that was, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty expensive.
And it was definitely NIL purchased. Yeah,
they said, like, he got NIL. And now I wonder if he had to get a package to go to NC State.
He's going with the coach, because the McNeese State coach, Will Wade, is going to be the head coach at NC State.
Yes.
And he's going with him. Can you just do the same thing? Like, you just go there and put on an NC State jumpsuit, get a big Buffalo Wild Wings boombox, couple new songs?
But that's what he's going to do, right? You're not bringing him for strategy.
I love the way he folds towels.
But I'm saying he's the equipment guy. I'd be damned if I go on back to cleaning jocks.
Yeah, I'm not folding any more towels.
I'm not folding no more damn towels. I want my own damn office. You know, I'm the show. Guess what? Again, they say he's an equipment manager.
Uh-huh.
There's no way in hell I'm tying shoes, getting socks for nobody when I got that kind of
No, I'm just the vibes guy.
No, like, exactly.
Just let me have the big boombox.
Let me have the vibes.
They do have, because I didn't come to work on Friday because I was back on Friday. And that's kind of when he was blowing up on social media, right? He had all the videos and all that kind of stuff. And some of the songs they played, I was like, I don't know, those songs are kind of catchy.
Yeah.
I'll listen to those.
Right.
Out with Sick Jack cleaning the house while he was asleep. They have a mix on Spotify of the songs that he's used to enter to.
Right.
And so I put it on.
Right.
I learned some new stuff.
Dude.
I got some new artists that I hadn't heard of.
I am so, like, trying to, like, because I like hanging out. I love hanging out with my kids. But I'm trying to get into this music because I'm like, who the hell is this guy? It's kind of catchy.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
It's kind of catchy. I don't know who the hell this artist is. He started on YouTube or something, but it's kind of catchy.
I don't know if I'm saying this guy's name right,
all right.
But that look at that, right? Looks like it would be Ludfo, right?
That's what it is, Ludfo.
Ludfo?
Ludfo. I'm pretty sure it's one word, Ludfo.
Ludfo.
Okay.
The song In and Out?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Slapping.
Slaps.
Yeah. Hey.
I listened to it 10 times on Friday.
But I just want,
and then Jack woke up and I was like, all right, probably shouldn't have this on anymore.
Like, Zayn and B-List, I'm like, what the hell? Who the hell is that? You know what? Let me try it.
There was a Kodak Black song that they were using.
I love Kodak Black.
It was really good.
I love Kodak.
I know. I think I'm coming around.
Love Kodak Black.
I'd been too old for the new stuff for so long.
The problem is that we refuse to do it.
I think that's what it was.
That is what it is. We refuse to be cool. Yeah, we refuse to be cool. That was a refusal on my. But I was like, you know what? Music is all right.
Now they got me.
Yeah, but now some of the other stuff, I'm like, all right, dog, you can. All that. Because some of the stuff, he was like, okay, wasn't that supposed to rhyme?
Yeah. I think there's different rules.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a flow anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's just words.
Yeah, it's just like just an avalanche of words.
Yeah, yeah. There's no flow.
Yeah.
There's no flow.
I agree.
It's all, just like.
But then every once in a while when there is someone that has one, like that guy, I was like, oh, that guy's actually rapping. Like, I could understand his lyrics.
Yep.
Some pretty funny.
Yeah, Ludfo.
I was into it. At least that one song. I didn't really listen to
it. Is it Ludfo?
I don't know. Ludfo?
Ludfo.
I don't know what it is.
Ludfo.
Also don't know if I'm like hyping up some guy that's now in trouble for something terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. It's like, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, that guy murdered six kids.
Oh,
like, you shouldn't be listening to his
music. He's indicted. Oh, he's indicted.
It. All right.
Well,
I didn't know.
But everybody's getting indicted. They got, what's the Dirt Boy? He in jail with Diddy on the same tier.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. But they got my boy YB still locked. If you see that nose, I'm saying my boys, because I'm starting to listen to YB a little bit more.
I do feel bad.
They kind of dark, man.
Oh, yeah. There's some.
Yeah, it's like darkness. Like,
there's some anger in there.
You know, clap or do that gun thing, mm-hmm. like in the whole video. Like, that's what y'all do the whole time, huh?
You don't have to shoot everybody.
And who are all these guys?
Who's going to be? Who are those
who
guys?
Who are these guys?
And also,
are these your background dancers?
If you're one of those guys, do you think that you look cool?
I don't know.
Because the guy rapping's great.
The guy, like, he's the guy's rapping, he's the attraction.
But you're just his buddy in the background doing all that
stuff.
Who
the hell are you? Oh, you the bullet.
Anyway, that song's pretty good.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm on some. Yeah, I like YB. Call him by his nickname.
We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us here on a Monday morning. Sports Radio, about to be afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.